We were faced with burdensome taxes, taxes on your gas bill, taxes on your cell phone, taxes, more taxes on just about everything you were going to do, borrowing. We were faced with all that to balance a one-time overspending by our governor. Really, it's a scandal almost, the overspending, $1.5 billion in overspending that he's done. We've crafted a plan to solve that problem with looking at money that's already been captured. It's already been taken from the taxpayers, and it's been squirreled away in over 218 siloed funds in the budget. And we've been able to tap into some of those things, not taking from the operational funds. Don't believe the nonsense that the other side has been putting out. This is non-committed funds that have been squirreled away and have been accruing at like 0.8% interest. And we're going to tap into some of that, and we're going to sell some of the tobacco settlement to raise some big money. And I think when the taxpayers really hear what's going on, they're going to be so happy that the House led once again on cutting taxes, cutting spending, holding the line on these things. The House led again, and I'm proud to be part of this compromise.